Manuscript Releases, Volume 6, Mr. Number 387, Personal Evangelism. In the Spirit of Christ, with a heart all aglow with His love, seek to win the hearts of those in the family. Give faithful admonitions and instructions from the Word of God. There is appropriate and applicable scripture that needs to be presented, and to be presented in the love of Christ and in love for the souls for whom Christ has died. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But many souls have had no personal labor. Words of kindly instruction in the application of scriptures have not been spoken to them. When a church is visited by wise and experienced workmen, let these men find out if there is not something for them to do for that church that will be a blessing to families. Converse with them in regard to their spiritual advancement. Show them that they are under obligation to work as those who have received the grace of God. The missionary spirit must be kept awake, and in order for this spirit to live, the members of the church must be laborers together with God. It is time that unselfish, consecrated workmen should enter into families who have already accepted the truth, and yet have not worked for its advancement. It is time that our preaching brethren should minister not only in the congregation, but in families. Read the Word, and follow the Lord's plan. The man who insists that he will not labor with another is setting an example that Christ does not sanction. We are to follow the Lord's plans. Anciently it was a great sin for the people of God to give themselves away to the enemy, and open before them either their perplexity or prosperity. It was a sin in the ancient economy to offer upon a wrong altar. It was a sin to offer incense kindled from a strange fire. We are in danger of commingling the sacred and the common. The holy fire from God is to be used in our efforts. The right altar is Christ. The true fire is the Holy Spirit. This is our inspiration. It is the Holy Spirit that leads and guides the man and makes him sure in counsel. If we turn aside from God's chosen ones and from God to inquire at strange altars, we shall be answered according to our works. We have forfeited all by sin. If we have any mercies and blessings, it is by grace. We have not a blessing but that comes through Jesus Christ. Those who are sinners and disloyal to God are not to be trusted to pass wise judgment in regard to that upon which great results depend. In our course of action, Satan will be on hand to put suggestions in the mind and words in the mouth that are entirely contrary to God's mind and God's will. Those that advocate these ideas may be honest in their advice because they are blinded and deceived. How safe is the man whose God is our God? Christ is our advocate, pleading in our behalf. The Spirit pleads with us. Then let us show perfect trust in our leader and not inquire of false guides. They will mislead, entangle, and ruin us if they can. Will not God be dishonored if we depend on men of the world, whose wisdom God pronounces to be foolishness? Let us go to the fountain of wisdom. Will He not help us? Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? There is great danger in our casting aside the counsel of God for the counsels of men. Satan is delighted when he lays his snares and we walk into the meshes of his net. It is spread for our feet. Shall we be led in false paths? In figures it has been presented to me that we are to beware of men. Trust in the Lord, heed his voice, and turn from men.